Hey, welcome in time for a daily editorial. It is Tuesday. Jimmy is going way out of his way to be able to be a part of this editorial. He's doing it driving on his way to the airport with most of his family in the car. Thanks, guys, and Laura for giving Jim a little bit of slack here. I want to start out, if you don't mind, Jimmy, talking a little bit about the ratings, the approval ratings of President Biden. They continue to slip and slip and slip. Your comments.
Well, I think that the ratings, and of course, you know, it's pretty clear across the board. You can go to Real Clear Politics, you can look at the ratings across the board, and you can see a significant, rather rapid decline to some of the lowest numbers that we've had in a long time with the presidential, you know, an actual president. The big issues, you know, were Afghanistan and, of course, the continued lockdowns. But I think what's happening is the media is beginning to be held accountable for basically talking a government line for so long that now they can't back off of it, and people are starting to question that. So those numbers are becoming, they're diminishing rapidly, and the public is beginning to say, what's going on here? It's primarily in independent voters. Democratic voters are continuing to keep relatively, I don't know, supportive in the 70 to 80%, but they're diminishing too. They've dropped quite a bit. So it's going to be a challenge for this administration to continue trying to push these agendas against public opinion while people are questioning the media and their basically positions on the border, on Afghanistan, on the lockdowns. And, so I think it's going to be a tough time for them.
Yeah. Jim, what I saw this morning is that these are the lowest approval ratings for a president since the 40s, which I think is kind of interesting. I've got another interesting topic for discussion that I'd like to, I hope I don't offend you by asking you this question. We've got an election coming up in 2024 where the Republicans definitely have to regain some type of control. And I'm counting on you to let me be, at least throw in my effort with the Republican Party here in Whatcom County on a personal level. But I really have to wonder, is Donald Trump the guy to carry the standard in 2024, in your opinion? I kind of don't think he is. Go ahead.
Well, I believe, so there's no question he has the largest advantage. I think Mike Pompeo has spread the word, or at least according to media sources that are, you can question, saying that he should be, that Trump should be primaried if he does run again in 2024. A primary actually never hurts in my view. That's actually a way for people to get a good, you know, sense within their party of where they want to go. I think that there's no question he has the advantage, and now he has the experience and understanding in Washington that he didn't have prior to the 2016 election. I think he trusted that the system, there were more people inside Washington, inside the Beltway, that actually believed in supporting America, not the corruption that's involved in all the lobbying and all the different efforts that push Washington a certain way. I think he didn't understand the level of, maybe he did, but there was a lot of contempt within the Republican Party. There still is with some senior leaders in the Republican Party. So it's going to be a challenge, but I think the momentum definitely is there, and with the declining poll numbers and Harris's weakness in any, she's not being successful in any position she's taking. I think he probably has the strongest advantage, and we'll be able to come in with a very powerful team because of the previous experience. Now, whether he is the nominee, that's a question. I think he more than likely will be. His big disadvantage will be age. But at the same time, I mean, he's still younger than Joe Biden. So I think, and he's certainly a lot more telegenic and appealing to his base. As you see the decline on the Biden base.
Jimmy, what I would have to say is that, in my opinion, a very large percentage of the country is pretty adamantly against Biden. There's no question about that. and a pretty large segment of the country is certainly against the Democratic Party because of what Kamala Harris has done, which is basically nothing. I mean, Biden put her in charge of the southern border, and she did absolutely nothing in terms of that. Anybody with any intelligence, anybody with an IQ, which includes certainly people in your car right now, anybody with an IQ above 2 realizes that Kamala Harris really isn't qualified to be the vice president of the United States. There is also, however, a lot of anger towards Trump. Now, what I really have to wonder, and this is perhaps a bit of an idealistic statement, but if Trump came out and said, "Look, we need to get control here again. We believe that what we are doing is right, and I would support so and so," and I don't know who that Republican would be, but if he would say something like that, I kind of wonder if that wouldn't give the Republicans a lot more support. Any opinion on that, sir?
I don't think they're going to get any more support because of that. I think whoever he would designate would get a lot of support, there's no question, but they're not going to gain anything, in my view, by putting another nominee up there. There's not, the people are going to be forget, in my view, people have short-term memories. And, he hasn't tweeted in a long time, and that's the biggest argument. But I do want to guide the listeners to the Federalist article that came out today that talks about the investment by Facebook, by Mark Zuckerberg, over $419 million invested in a few specific Democratic stronghold districts, which changed the outcome of the election. And when you look at their expenses and what they actually did, hiring local officials and nonprofits that were very actually supposed to be nonpartisan, but very, very partisan, then you're looking at why we had the outcome of the election we did in 2020. And I think that if the people in those states, with most of them are actually Republican legislators, with maybe like Walt, Pennsylvania, the Democratic governor, but legislators passing electoral reform and somebody stepping in, I think that you're going to see a true return on how the Americans feel. Basically, 75% right now really want to secure the border. More than 90% are dissatisfied with the outcomes of what happened in Afghanistan. These numbers are staggering, and of course, the economic impact of what's happening with this administration continuing with the lockdowns and enforced mandates, and then of course firing federal employees and fining large corporations with over 100 employees for not having vaccinated people. That's going to have a tremendous drag. I don't see how they can sustain themselves, and I think if you take away the influence that was bought for the elections, and you actually get people out there fed up with what's happening, you're going to see a completely different outcome in 2022. And then our arguments here for 2024 will be moot because it'll be a big shift in power.
Interesting opinion. I'd like to know you folks out there, what do you think? Eddie, what do you think? Larry, what do you think? Come on, Irish Tony, how about you? What do you guys think? I'm going to be talking with Larry on the telephone later on today. Going to wrap this up because Jim is going way out of his way, as is his family, to do this one. They're driving on the way to the airport. We've been going about 8 minutes. You munchkins, and you're not munchkins, but you guys sitting in the back seat who are definitely not munchkins, you got a dad you ought to be really proud of. I know that, and I know that Laura is actually very, very proud of what she and Jimmy are both doing. And I'm throwing Laura into this only because she's very active politically and certainly on the school board here locally. Great family to be that I can count as good friends. Jimmy, remember when that I said I want to become more active in the party as soon as we get into the election season. Whatever you want me to do, I'm there. Jim, thanks so much. We'll be talking with you tomorrow, sir.